This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
This is the Pageant Cast, episode
number 28.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Michelle Smakowski, Miss St. Francis 2005, and you are listening to the only podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast with your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thanks for the great introduction. I'm so glad you could join us today. Now, today's program is not going to be as completely up-to-date as some of our programs have been. So if something very important happened this past week, it probably won't be in this Pageant Cast. I'm recording it a little bit in advance because I am currently, as this goes out, I am at the Miss Wisconsin Pageant, cheering on all the wonderful young ladies competing at that event. Hopefully we'll have some new pictures out on the website, etc. from this week. It should be a lot of fun. One thing I should mention, there are many websites that I'm involved in, the Pageant Cast being one, and of course you know about TKPN Podcast, which is where all of our podcasts come from. We have a Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, which is a well listened to crime prevention program, very short, easy to listen to. And I also have a local radio program in Milwaukee. It's a German radio program where I have pageant participants come and interview quite often. So I will try to put in the show notes my other website for the German program called the Stimmungsstunde. And you can see some of the interviews that I've had on that program. When we were starting out this program, had to use a few of those interviews here on the show to keep things moving along. Which brings me to a good point. We do need to make sure we have these quality interviews continuing to come up here on the Pageant Cast. Today, we have Heather Harris, Miss America's Outstanding Teen Texas. And next week, we hope to have Carrie Heisler, Miss Minnesota 2001, and the judge for America's Hot Musician. But you'll notice I'm not saying a whole lot of other people. That's because we haven't had them set up yet. So this is an outstanding opportunity for you to get on the Pageant Cast. Give us a call at 206-339-TKPN. And request to be put on the program, or send us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. We'll be happy to talk to you and see if we can get you on an upcoming Pageant Cast real soon. Otherwise, I am going to take some of my local pageant, and these are great interviews too. This is not a hardship, but we'll take some of the interviews that I've had on my local program and we'll put them on as well. Sometimes I might put that out as a bonus episode if we have a lot of interviews piling up.
TKPNPodcast.com.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
Okay, let's take a look at your TiVos. Remember, Los Angeles, California is hosting the 55th annual Miss Universe competition. This extravagant show will air live from Shrine Auditorium on Sunday, July 23rd. That's from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBC. This is the first time since 1998, when it was held in Honolulu, Hawaii, that the United States will be the host country.
Lifestyles, I'm TK Anderson. Do you have your summer travel plans set? A recent survey from TripAdvisor polled over 2,000 travelers to see what kind of plans they made for summer travel. Michelle Perry is a travel expert with TripAdvisor. Michelle, what are some results from the survey?
We discovered that people are indeed traveling this summer. In fact, 92% of travelers surveyed are taking vacation this summer, and the majority of them are actually using up half or more of their allotted annual vacation time. We also found that travelers are spending more money and more time, and they're not letting soaring fuel prices get in the way of their travel plans.
What are this summer's hot destinations?
Half of the travelers told us they're planning to go to a beach destination, and about half are planning to go to a city destination. In the U.S., the most popular three destinations are Florida, California, and Las Vegas. Outside the U.S., the most popular are Italy, Canada, and France.
For more information, visit TripAdvisor.com. That's Lifestyles from TripAdvisor. I'm TK Anderson.
And it's time to go to our news desk. And in the background, you'll hear the music of Stefan Kunin. That is A Summer Night in Ibiza. That comes off the PodSafe Music Network. A lot of great music out there on the PodSafe Music Network. If you want to keep up with the best in PodSafe music, the best way to do that is to go out to freshmediaworks.com and check one of the music podcasts we have there. There are some fantastic ones. Okay, time to browse our PageantCast news desk. We have a story about Kelly Cash coming on Sunday, June 18th. We have a story about Kelly Cash, and she, as you know, does a lot of state pageants and is the MC for those. We have a story about Sarah French. She's the new Miss Missouri. That was posted on Saturday, June 17th. We do have an article on Miss Wisconsin, which, of course, I'm very happy whenever we have one of those. We have an article on Brooke Lee. Now, Brooke Lee is a past Miss Universe, and she has a new book out. We have some information about that as well. One story you won't want to miss is titled, Russell County Welcomes Home Tara Connor. If you go to that particular item, there is a picture of a little movie camera. And if you click on that, it says Welcome Home next to it. If you click on that, you will actually see the TV story associated with Tara's appearance at, I believe it was a local racetrack that she spent some time at, and talking to Kentucky soldiers that were serving in Iraq. It's really quite a good story. Go ahead and check that one out. And of course, the big news still out in the news desk would be that Miss America's prelims will be filmed in Los Angeles this year, so you'll want to check that out as well. It's going to be a fun show. Finding Miss America, coming to CMT this January.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
And right now on the PageantCast, we have Heather Harris, Miss Texas Outstanding Teen, waiting on the telephone. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, where are we calling you today?
I am at my home in Houston, Texas.
Oh, right. Houston, Texas. Is there an oil digger anywhere near you? Or?
Oh, nowhere near. I'm right around the Astrodome area, Reliance Stadium area. So not that I know of.
Okay. Now, on your way to becoming Miss Texas Outstanding Teen, what prelim did you win?
I've had a lot of pre-wins.
Okay.
I've been Miss Teen Montgomery County in 2003.
Okay.
And then after that, I was Miss Teen Southeast Texas 2004. And then after that, I was Miss Teen Houston 2005. And then, of course, now I'm Miss Texas Outstanding Teen.
Well, that's a busy schedule. Now,
It is. There's a lot to go along with that, but it's great.
What drew you to the Outstanding Teen program?
Well, while I've been in pageants, just in particular, not even the Miss America organization, since I was about 9 years old, and something about pageants has always it's something that I really love to do, basically. But what drew me to the actual Miss America organization and Texas organization, I love the Miss America pageant. Ever since I was little, I've always watched the young women on television, and it was something about them that I wanted to be just like. And also, they have a talent competition.
Right.
A talent phase of competition. And that's something that a lot of pageants don't have. And I love to sing. I've loved to sing ever since I could talk. And I actually have a really unique talent. I sing opera.
Oh, wow.
And so just knowing that they have a talent competition, it really, really inspired me into doing this pageant, because now that I've done it for these past 4 years, my talent has grew tremendously. I also study my talent outside of pageants, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it because it has talent, and also because you have to have something that you believe in called a platform.
Right.
And even before the actual pageant, before I was even in the pageant, I started my platform. It wasn't even called a platform, and it has something to do with bully harassment. And bully harassment is something I've experienced at a very young age. It's really, really got strong in middle school. And it's something that I believe in, and it's something that I've spoken on in schools and things like that, and I just wanted to help other people who were experiencing bully harassment also. And just the fact that you could have a crown to go along with that really helps you and open doors to help other people something that you've experienced also. So that was the two primary reasons, is because they have talent, is because the Miss America organization has a talent, and it also has a platform. So,
what did you actually sing for your talent competition?
I sang a song called "Artist Calling for Me."
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big prima donna song. It's a very fun song, very cute song. I had a really big dress on, really big hot pink dress, and I have a fan, and it's really, really cute.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It's from the opera Enchantress. It's way back, it's a very old opera, but it's really entertaining.
What language is it in?
Oh, it's in English.
It is in English, okay.
Yeah, it's hard to find opera songs in English, but I really strive for that just because I like people to know what I'm singing about.
That's great. How many pageants do you think you've been involved in now?
Oh, well, like, outside of the actual Miss America organization?
Well, in total, how many would you
total?
Say?
Wow. I would have to say, okay, one, two, three, about four altogether since
wow.
I started. Probably more. That's the only ones that I can count on my fingers right now and remember. But probably about 4 to 5 different systems, pageant organizations that I've been with since I started when I was 9.
Wow. Do you have a favorite pageant memory?
Oh, yeah. Pageant memory, wow. Putting them all together, it's crazy. But the ones that I can remember, especially this year, I went to New York for the first time. I've always wanted to go to New York, and that was very fun. It was this year as being Miss Tech's Outstanding Teen.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got to go and audition for Oklahoma City University. I auditioned as being a vocal major there, and I got accepted, and it was just fun. I went with one of the pageant directors, and he's a big name in the Miss Texas organization, and his name's Michael Hannon. We just had fun together. He came along with us. But I would have to say the most memorable moment is when I go and speak at schools on my platform. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and when I go and speak at schools, I have visual aids, and I just like to talk to kids about bully harassment and what they've gone through and listen to their personal experiences. And actually, there was this one time when I went and just went to speak, and right after I was finished, I just asked, is there any questions or any personal experiences that they would like to share with me? And this little girl just got up, and she started bawling and just telling it was basically her whole school, because it was an assembly, what she has actually been through with this, and she needed help. And it was just so rewarding to have helped someone, you know. And that was my most memorable moment.
Wow, you certainly have a lot of enthusiasm as well.
Well, yeah, you have to have that along with it. You strive to help other people, so.
Well, that's great. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be coming back with more with Miss Texas Outstanding Teen Heather Harris here on the Pageant Cast.
Aloha. Interested in Hawaii and the beauty of the islands? Planning a trip to paradise? Or maybe you just want to get a taste of the local music scene in the Aloha State. If any of these things are what you see, then 808 Talk is the podcast for you. Produced and brought to you direct from Honolulu, Hawaii, each week brings new discussions on events, news, travel destinations, and a taste of local music in Hawaii. You can visit us on the internet at 808talk.com and subscribe to our show at iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Be sure and catch us each and every week as we share a little aloha from our world to yours.
Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess, and her name was Nina. In a land far from the place of her birth, she finds herself pressured to marry the Langian king, a man whom she does not love. She longs for adventure, excitement, and true love, but she can only wait. Wait for a champion to arrive.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hold it right there! You can't tell the story like that! You're making me sound like some soppy, helpless fairy tale pansy. My father was friggin' Marcus the Merciless. She can only wait for a champion? Screw that! I am finding my own adventure. Maybe even a quest. Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Nina Kimberly the Merciless by Christiana Ellis is a free podcast audiobook available at www.ninakimberly.com and podiobooks.com.
Remember to tune in to Podcast Pickle page 10128 and the Pageant Cast for the best interviews with pageant participants. I'm Ashley Spingola, Miss Milwaukee 2006, and I hope you'll join me in listening to the Pageant Cast. For details, visit pageantcast.com.
And we're back on the Pageant Cast with Heather Harris, Miss Texas. Outstanding teen. How are you today, Heather?
I'm great.
How's the weather down there in Texas today?
Actually, it's usually rainy and so humid, but today it's a beautiful day.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, and you would be an expert on beauty, being a beauty queen, right? Now, one thing I happen to be an expert on is roller coasters, and you have some fantastic ones there in Texas. I'm a big roller coaster fan. Do you have a favorite roller coaster down there in Texas?
Well, actually, I'm not a big ride. I'm not into a lot of theme parks. I get sick really easily, and then I'm very scared. I get freaked out about anything, any heights or anything like that. But actually, we had Astroworld, which is almost walking distance from where I live, they just tore it down.
Right.
It's not really a fun thing anymore because I went to hang out with my friends sometimes, but it's not there anymore. I think they're going to build some apartments in that place.
Yeah, and the roller coasters are actually going all over the country from what I understand.
Oh, yeah.
So what is there that's fun to do there in Houston?
Well, I'm so busy. I keep so busy with being Miss Teen Texas and all that I do, and singing and acting and everything else. What I usually do, the only thing I could tell you is when I hang out with my friends, we just do regular teen things. I go out to the movies, mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different cafes that I like to eat at downtown. Downtown is really pretty, and just basically eating. Movies.
Well, that's great. When you were taking part in the pageant, did you have time to become friends with any of the other contestants?
Oh, yes. Wow. I've made so many friends, lifelong friends, actually, that I know will never end. There's one in particular. Her name's Holly Harper.
Okay.
And she was Miss Woodlands, Miss Teen Woodlands, when I was Miss Teen Houston last year, and we just made a bond. And wow, people even made names out of us because we were always hanging out. And you make so many friends doing pageants; it's crazy. And
now,
I know so many people think, oh, they're catty people; they don't get along; they fight all the time. But actually, we help each other. I know I get so many calls in, and I call so many of my friends that I competed with in the pageant. So it's a good deal.
How many contestants were there in the Texas Outstanding Teen?
There were about 50.
50?
All together. Uh-huh.
Wow.
I can't put my finger right on the exact number, mm-hmm. but it was about 50.
Now, was the pageant held over a series of days, or was it one night, or how did they do that?
It's about 3 to 4 days, almost about a week.
Okay.
All together.
Now, did you do the, you had prelims then, and then interview one day, and...
Oh, yeah, that's how it usually is. You have a party when you first get there. It's called a gala.
Mm-hmm.
It's a social. You get to see the people and hang out. And then the next day is interview. And then the next day is your phase of competition, which is your preliminary days. And then your next day is your final night. And you get to find out who wins and who makes top 10 and top 5. And it's all very exciting.
That's great. Now, this was the first year for Outstanding Teen, correct?
Yes. It's the first year that there was a national pageant, so they changed the name to Outstanding Teen.
Okay.
It used to be Miss Teen Texas. Now it's Miss Texas Outstanding Teen.
Okay, that's right. You had, in Texas, there was a teen pageant for many years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There has been.
What do you see in the future for the Outstanding Teen system?
Well, when you compete in the Miss America pageant and just the Outstanding Teen pageant, especially in the Texas organization, this system gives so much opportunity to young women to
mm-hmm.
compete in this organization, and it basically gives young women it. To appreciate who they are, who they were, and where they're going. And it has helped me learn so much. I've learned more of what hard work really is all about. Because when you're really determined about something, I know I've always wanted to hold the title of Miss Teen Texas, and I finally have it. But when you come home every day and you practice your talent and you try to be what it is that Miss Teen Texas needs to be like, you become determined and you give hard work to what you really want, and that's what I've truly, truly learned from competing in these pageants. So that's what it really holds for. That's what the girls have for the future. When you compete in the Miss America organization or in the Miss Texas Outstanding Teen organization, that's what you gain from that, is basically determination and the learning of what hard work really is. And friends, too.
Well, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like you're going to come back to compete at the Miss America level when you're that age, correct?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. I'm definitely, definitely going to try to run for Miss America. First of all, I have to win Miss Texas, or now
right,
I could even
right.
compete in Miss Oklahoma, because I'll be attending Oklahoma City University. So I'll be living there, which causes me to be able to compete at the Miss Oklahoma pageant. So either way, I'll hopefully try to win one of the state pageants and go on to Miss America when I'm ready.
Okay.
And that's definitely one of my dreams. I really would love to be Miss America, and especially because I'm so, so passionate about helping people, especially with bully harassment, and I love to just to help people, and I just want to be someone who changes someone's life, and being Miss America would basically open that door for me. So,
as Texas Outstanding Teen, you had mentioned you had a number of appearances. First of all, how long have you held the title now? When did you get crowned?
It's basically a whole year. I got crowned in July.
Okay, so it's almost been an entire year now.
Oh, yeah, and the state pageant is this coming July.
Okay, how many appearances?
It'll actually be on TV.
Oh, that's great.
On July the 8th.
Okay, locally or throughout the state?
It's just in Texas.
Yeah, okay.
It's throughout the state, yeah. It's throughout the state channel, too.
Okay. How many appearances do you think you've had over the year?
Over this year,
yeah.
I've had so many appearances over just all the years I've been in this system. Wow. Let's think about what I've done. I've spoke at many organizations and schools about my platform.
Mm-hmm.
Many of times. Any opportunity that there is for me to speak, I'm there. I've attended Texas Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House. And both places I like to perform and talk with the children. and I've been to many food drives. I've been to the March of Dimes, dealing with premature babies, and I've also performed there. And I love attending the Special Olympics. I do that every year.
Okay.
And basically assist with handing out awards and signing autographs and dancing with the athletes and also performing.
And
the Veterans Hospital.
Has there been any appearances where you've been asked to do something that you thought was a little bit odd at the time? Any strange situations?
Oh, no. Not that I know. Not that I can remember. No. Basically appearance that I do, I know what I'm going to do before I get there, and everything's pretty much a schedule, and this is what you're going to do, and that's usually what I do.
No showing up at a picnic and finding out you're going to be scuba diving or something
that. No, usually it's what it is.
Okay. Now, Texas is a huge state. Are you traveling from one end to the other, or staying in your area, or how does that work?
Pretty much. I've been everywhere around Texas. Every little place, every big city. I've been to Dallas to do a lot of things. Most of my appearances have been here in Houston because I live here, and that's where we make the appearances. But I have been everywhere around Texas.
Wow, that sounds like a great year that you had. Now we've run out of time, but do you have anything you want to tell our listeners about the Miss Texas Outstanding Teen Program?
Well, I just want to say that if you have any kind of passion or any interest in doing the pageants in the Miss America organization, you should really try. I mean, it's a great organization. It's one of the best you could ever compete in. It will really take you far. And just try it.
Well, how can I top that? Heather Harris, Miss Texas Outstanding Teen here on the Pageant Cast. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you so much for your time.
We're completely out of time for today. I want to thank you and hope you enjoyed our interview today with another great Miss America's Outstanding Teen participant. That is really an exciting new pageant system out there. I just recently went to the Wisconsin Miss America's Outstanding Teen, and just some incredible talent and some wonderful young ladies involved in that system. It's going to be great to watch as that evolves over the years. Hey, if you would like to leave us feedback and be heard here on the Pageant Cast, just give us a call at the TKPN hotline at 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-8576. Now, long-distance charges do apply, but those are nothing like they used to be in the old days. And yes, we allow words of encouragement to local beauty pageant contestants on the line. If you want to tell us about an upcoming pageant you're involved in, either as a director or a participant, please let us know. Just give us a call at 206-339-TKPN. Now remember, we're on the podcast Pickle at Pickle number 10128. You can listen to us right on the Pickle, or you can subscribe to it easily enough. If you use iTunes, just click on a simple link right at the pageantcast.com website. You'll get each new episode completely free of charge. You know, I just thought of something too. If you have just given up your crown and want to state, you know, I had a great year, etc., great way to reach a lot of people with that message is to give us a call on our 206-339-TKPN website. I will tell you one other way that you can do that. If you have a microphone hooked up to your computer, when you go to the Pageant Cast website, go over into the purple box or pink box. I don't have color words. I'm a guy. But you go into that box that's over on the left-hand side that has the big map in there. If you click on the blue button, and that I'm fairly certain is blue, that says send me a voice message. If you click on that and you have a microphone hooked up to your computer, you can send us a voice message. The cool part about that is you can re-record it as many times until it's exactly the way you want it. I will say, too, if you call our TKPN phone number and you say, oh, I messed that up, I'm going to try this again, I will cut that out. I'll make sure that it sounds decent when we get on the website. That is not what we're looking to do at all. We don't want anybody to sound foolish. So please feel absolutely free to drop us a line at 206-339-TKPN. I am slowly losing my voice, so we're looking for volunteers. Please give us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. And by volunteers, I'm talking about if you want to be interviewed, if you want to give us information, you want to tell us news, please just drop us a line. pageantcast@gmail.com. We hope you stay subscribed and check out some of those other great pageant-related podcasts that are out there, like Pageant Dish. Give it a try. We'll put that link out there in the show notes. Stay subscribed, and until next week, gotta clear my voice so I get this right. Tierra Dream.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.